We know that if you're involved in Wisconsin agriculture, it's a little different than what many people may know or understand. And that can be the same when it comes to how we deal with stress in agriculture. Gary Probst is joining us. Officially, he is a rural insurance agent, but he is also a gentleman that has some background in counseling and a close connection with Wisconsin agriculture. Gary reached out to me to try to help suggest a couple ideas that farm families that are going through stress might want to keep in mind as they go through it. Gary, first of all, I appreciate that you reached out to us. Talk to me a little bit about what differences you notice in how farm families, farmers may react to stress, especially stress like what we're talking about in the dairy industry, versus maybe other sides of life?
Well, a lot of dairy farmers, or farmers in general, their life is somewhat wrapped around their identity. Farming is their lifestyle, it's who they are, it's how they see themselves. So when a change comes about where they have to adjust who they are and what they do, well, then it creates all these questions in their mind. Many times if they have to get off the farm, they suffer from feelings of guilt because of the past generations. I had a fellow the other day I sat down and talked with who said that the farm has had dairy cows on it for four generations, and now this will be the last one. He felt quite guilty about that and was wondering what his father and grandfather were thinking from heaven. Well, you cannot control all these things. Like the situation with Grassland was based on this new consumer push for clean milk, you know, low cell count, that sort of thing. And it's based on reaction in some politics. So for a person to beat themselves up about it, it really is not their fault. Mm-hmm. So the stress they take on is rather unfair. Mm-hmm. And they need to look at who they are and their abilities. And farmers have a lot of abilities, good managers, good with people, know a lot of things, have a lot to offer. So their identity is what they've done before, really, isn't who they are at the core.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I agree completely. Let me ask you, Gary, for people that are suffering through stress like this, sometimes they don't necessarily notice it. Maybe something's a little off in the family dynamics or one person individual. Do you have any telltale signs of stress manifesting itself in our farm families or things we really need to keep an eye on?
Short tempers, that's one big consideration, is you might not get along with members of the family as well. You might be a little bit angry, feeling kind of hopeless or, you know, put into a box, so to speak. Anger can pop out, overly emotional about things that don't make sense. Panic attacks, you know, breath situations where you can't seem to breathe, those you can overcome on a short-term basis just by very deep breathing and slow breathing, almost like they do in yoga. That will take some of that away for the short term. But, yeah, you can tell if something's different. And if you know there's an event that causes stress, well, then that's likely the cause. And you need to look at how you're thinking and sit down and take an inventory of yourself and see what you could do different, and really write down who you are. Just a pad of paper, write down, I am, and then start going on it. And if the first thing you come up with is failure or something of that nature, you need to rethink that, because you really are not.
Mm-hmm. Is there ample, I mean, I'm just glad that I'm getting a chance to visit with you, Gary. Is there, in your opinion, ample resources around Wisconsin specific for handling stress? And we're talking about stress in the dairy industry. Could be stress in a drought year, could be stress with high interest rates. Farms are victims of a lot of changing dynamics, as you said. Do we have ample resources to try to deal with these kinds of challenges in an agriculture nature?
Society in general doesn't have enough in the way of resources to help. That's one of the reasons I became a licensed professional counselor, in addition to working with rural, because rural offered me the opportunity based on the money I make from working with them to do something different. So I went back to school to do this because I could see the amount of pain in the world. It's not just farming. It's people that are ejected from factories, replacing jobs there, contractors who suffered during the 2007-2008 downturn. Families are under a lot of stress right now. So in general, there's not enough help. There's a severe shortage of psychiatrists for medication reviews. There aren't enough counselors out there. What can be done about it? There might be something at a legislative level to encourage people to go into these professions, but you know, right now society's just generally stressed. So if you have the loss of a farm or just having to change what you do on a farm to the general societal pressures out there, it's rather ugly and it's difficult. So no, there is not enough.
How do you start these conversations with farmers, Gary? I mean, many farmers that I've talked to, they shut it down. They keep it all inside. They may not express much emotion at all. How do you open that can of worms, or do you?
I've counseled a number of farmers, family issues, other things, but also on situations where economics were getting under their skin. There's a lot of pride involved. They need to put that down for a little bit and think who they are. Who do they want to be, and what do they want this stress to change them into, or do they want to allow it to change them? If the answer is no, they don't want to let it change them, then fight. You know, and let somebody help you to fight who can help to sort out the feelings. Sitting down with a counselor isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. And these are strong people, but most farmers tend to be introverted, so they don't like to express their feelings much. They're more worried about the feelings of other people than themselves. They're stoic. They're protectors. They're warriors in that way. And if they can't help other people, then they don't feel so great. Well, what they need to understand is they've helped a lot of people in their lifetime. Feeding people is kind of a big deal. And if you look back at all the people you potentially fed over your career, you've done a lot. So you need to allow yourself to accept some help from other people during a time of transition and not suffer it alone, because you don't have the understanding as to how the brain works where you can understand how you're feeling. And if you get some clarification on that, well, then things start to make sense. And it doesn't take long for a farmer to understand a little bit of science when you talk about it with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned the time aspect. I think that a lot of farmers want to have one conversation and that conversation is going to be it. How long do you usually see this kind of a process taking to unfold, Gary? How long, like you said, do you want families to give themselves to rebound from something like this?
Well, I use a lot of what's called reality therapy, which is basically cutting to the quick right away. You can spend a lot of time going back to their past and all that sort of thing and their childhood, and you can waste an awful lot of time doing that. The bottom line is to find somebody that will sit down and talk to you about the reality of today, what you can do about it, and then if there's something underneath that, work on that later, but right now, deal with what's going on today. A large part of this is helping people to rebuild their self-confidence, and an exercise I use is just that pen and paper thing. So, who are you? What have you done? What have you done to help other people in your life? And generally, if people go through that, you can see it click in right away. So, wait a minute, I have done some darn good things in my life. I am not a bad person by any means, and I have a lot to offer. So that really brings them up right away. What's known as brief therapy can help a lot. And people can do this with their pastors, too. It doesn't have to be a counselor. Do it with a minister. Do it with a good friend. Talk to another farmer that's going through this sort of thing. If it's severe and it's starting to impact your physical structure and you're starting to become overly anxious and worry way too much, and talk to a doctor about the possibility of an SSRI or SNRI medication just to cut the anxiety for a bit, get a little bit of what we call a medication vacation. There's nothing wrong with that. This stuff has been tested. So that's a possibility. But, boy, people sure fight that. You know, even though they'll take insulin for diabetes, they run away from medications to help with stress. So kind of put down that barrier and let people help you. That's the biggest thing, is you got to understand you've helped a lot of people. Now it's your turn.
Very good point. Like you said, feeding people, it's kind of a big thing. This is Gary Probst. He is a rural insurance agent in the Hartford area, and he also has experience counseling farm families going through stress. His online website, if you'd like to investigate more, HartfordCounselingWI.com. HartfordCounselingWI.com. And you may also find some very helpful articles on that website that will give you something to think about besides the situation you're in and perhaps how you can approach it. Gary Probst along with us. We thank him for his insights. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.